tsume lama dhombi shalji bimi dhuru chima me pala kuru na dhudu. Gosu kuwa jimi chawanza ji jabzun chivu, daji sanji thomji juji jilani chivu, sara thomji dhutu tsewa jimi kundi jesu zima. Zedo so, gonsu dosan kara shiri san, bama kara jimu nishu nga susu nga dhende jasu. Kade lama nola kuja za yendero ji deli pesu su, takji chunga laya laya jube tuji rungji pende chunzu ji. Pangka lami so langkwe shaan saha, yindi sonji kuna nyona nyo kati sonji kuna lami ka sabi lami shaana sowaan. Daasun zhoi lo na chwe la yur, kanta shuchu tongki jinde na deshi thoma chumwa sonsu. Tende dhomi chunyi jambi chi zimbaan dhubaan tata deshi ishi, lai kato lato nike, chungo tato mike, nasun zhoa kuncha dhana chasoba. Thamche kedu chwe chan tujur chi. Dane... kazi nga zo kwanso te nga zo kazi da kame shun tsari. Ene sabari tera nga zo dan tombon trip ka indu, nge nga nini taba ni gasun sondu shuya yi.
So, first, I already had the opportunity to discuss with some of you, or to give some teachings, but there are a number of people who are new that we haven't met yet, and so first I would really like to say how happy I am to be here and to with all of you.
Kanchi chu jabi nidon sun ju bad maan dhikshi shu simbari. Inaya teri manso la chi samchad siye gu sun de ten dhikka nonga. Ine di che du tuzu de nga di lebre. Dene di shuyan jabu tela ta shibu chibu dunga ngo tsugu mendo da. De nga rung samla kaan trende ji. Nga shibu du korim shira yu amare. Tenza nga kaan trende ji shuyan yis.
So the over the past couple of days, so I've been teaching on the 30 verses of advice from the heart by the omniscient Longchenpa, and so today I've been asked to talk a little bit about, to share a little bit what I'm thinking, my thoughts, and which I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to say here at this point, but so I'll just talk from whatever comes to my mind, and so there might not be so much structure into that, but just be whatever arises in my mind.
And then aso so na to chi la jase chi bo chi wa le jun ju no lo ka so re sa na dan jun de ni shin ni ye ba ga chi bi ton ro to ba ju ba la ka de ne la pen ba ma ru na shin de yong dan ju ra ga lan ju ru so ta de pa ji bi chon ro zo sen ju ji re. Tenza ti tuyana ta sunla tongji ka chimu chagwiri. Tenyaan, jibi tuyandrup toba jubala sedu mi lutin siyan di, nganzu jini nomba yi lam judi, nruwa rikchuli, jiba lombi nruwa rikchuli, mi lutin di cheban paba yin songwiri, ten nyeba kawa, jui gondi nyeba kawa, pe gondi nyeba kawa, chong gondi nyeba kawa la suwa, ta mangbu jiya yuri. Tenza te tamji karsa yuri. Sanla tonne pa lu zui jaba ji ma yinba. Kunzung kubi nisu ji cha diwa yinza. Ta di tanga la nga rosu nruwa ritu li cheba jui mi yinbi cha ni, nga zui samji tang ni. Ngoni te tuan le negin du mudu se ne, ta ti tuan le nga zu son lo tong gomba jaya de, nga zu mi lingi cha de.
As the great master Shantideva said in the Bodhicaravatara, he said that to have so received this, to have this precious human birth, or to have been born a human is a very precious opportunity endowed with the freedom and riches. But if we do not make use of this opportunity, then what chance will we have in the future? And so this, I'm sure you know this this verse, and you've seen that. And what it means is that we need to really realize that this is a very important statement, and we need to very much take that to heart, realizing that we have the opportunity. We've been born in a very special situation. We have a very special opportunity to actually practice the Dharma. That is, that we've obtained a precious human birth, and so there is when they're born, they're born through the four types of birth, and are born as in being in the six realms of existence. So there's six types of beings, six main types of being, and within those, all those beings, then there are those who are born with a human body. And so this is the best opportunity to practice the Dharma when you're born a human, the physical form. And this is shown in the teachings by means of so explaining why it is the case, and by means of example or numerical comparison as well. All those show the same thing, how precious this opportunity is, this opportunity of being born a human. And so this is something that we should really think about, and not just think, oh, I've understood, I got the point, but really think about it deeply, because this is the reality on the relative level. That is our reality at that level. And so among the six types of being, so we've been born as a human. And so this is something that, you know, we should check, we should think about, and, you know, compare and bring to our mind, and really investigate, you know, deeply, and to realize this precious opportunity that we have now.
Purushisaya tiyala nyubad dhyamba jisigi. Ti nyubad dhyamba de khari nyubad dhyanguri se na nga zo mi rano sozo chi kasa lega shiya ndrabata, ndronduk cholam shiya ndrabata, lojom shiya ndrabata. Ani mi chi mendub shol te so na chi nchubad jaya ndrabata. Ta tenriki shawa mambu chi tanda de nga zo jibi toyan di maare. Then Naji Chigichi, Nazu meet Soma Logan, Devan Deva Dongham and Deva Shata Indusani, Devan David Turn Dubichedo, Nazu Kalimamu Jatu. Lunga Yeso Jinsen, Pamed Jenny, Solo Tate and Nazu Sanju Jatu, Yuri. Tell a drubba the tending as a chi, Chini Mashi Padu, De. Jolonsu Yuan Jawata, Tom Yenda Yuan Jawaji, Tragua Yuan Jawaji, Chiboji, Son of Tonjing, and the Legal Chigu, the Tej, Nadu meet Kobe, me, Shawaji, do you have to take charter? In a Te Chibi Shawa draw the Tim Mabanda. Then the Chibi turned up Sade, Nadu Son of Tonachilla, Nadu Serotoma Mabani. Teri yenji yu padu, nazu beso jara mumusiru, kale mamu jaru. Diva tsachimusani, teman namin river mugging, and so song to donga, nazu mamu chung sebastanga penjur. Ten najig, saji gave little tenny, and told you lutin, lie lutin, lie umu judging the somala sovin, so the jabu tendigging and you lutin mamu don't smut. In a yoko yiti mirovazi. Tadang as a suit, son of tongue, as a cattle and then it is telling. Sarah told me about you as a business here with that, the medish heart, Denisa. T turned, did that, drew a day, Chibi turned, that's Chavi or Marison. That Chibi turned, drew a sette, Chibi some jalamji drum and yonso long on a tenny. Tandong and the nomjig, Judin, Kozum, Kovinis, Jevali, Maguba. That Tabi combo to a day. 다 집이 던져 양원이 대리. 땡 아주 집이 던져 토바 집이 루디 제바디 니때니 따순으로 시에그 안 잡대. 안주 다 디바 제조 제선으로 제바 따서 요래다. 간다 라니 제바 심하라. 신 코비 동아시라 녀소 동아 녀무이 와서 다 탑이 란데. 드야 때다 집이 던져 드바티데 아주 선로 잔주 돈이 메소시아 디그 봉지 시에그 와데 차구르스.
And so in this verse by Shantideva, so he says, so that if we do not accomplish the purpose of this life, then so accomplishing the purpose of this life, what does that mean? Well, if we look as human being, we have certain ability, a capacity, that is, for example, we are able to accomplish things for ourselves, things that we want to accomplish, for example, our work, and in that are able to accomplish a lot. Also for our life, livelihood, and housing, and if we want to travel to places, we're able to do that. We're able to study things that we want to learn to study, we can do that. If there's people that we don't like, we have the ability, we're able to fight with them. All those kind of things. And those are not actually accomplishing the purpose of this life. All sentient beings, we wish to be happy and we do not want to suffer. We all, and so we are able to go through a lot of hardship in order to get what we want. And that is happiness, or the idea that we have of happiness, what would bring us, we think would bring us happiness. For this, we are able to do a lot and to really go through a lot of effort and hardship. But so that is from the moment we're born, and then so we are able, we do all sort of things in order to bring that, to get happiness and to have to get the conditions that we think will bring us happiness. And but that we need to think about that, and because all those activities, all those things that we do, they are just at the heart of samsara. They are just all mainly samsaric activities that we do. And so this, all those things that we, these things that we do in order to be happy, to gain a sort of well-being and so on, they are just, again, samsaric actions, and they are not accomplishing the purpose of this life. So from life without beginning, we've been circling in samsara, and throughout many lives, so we've experienced, we've been born in many different realms, in many different bodies, and went through many different hardship and a great deal of suffering, have accomplished a great deal of negative actions in order to kind of satisfy what we think would be what would bring us happiness. And so in order to try to get happiness, so we've, throughout all those lives, in the circle of samsara without beginning, we've accumulated a lot of negative action. And likewise also, we've taken a birth many, many different times in many different kind of bodies. But, and even though we may have had this, a human birth and been born on a number of occasions as a human, because we didn't have the qualities, that is, the sort of receptivity to the Dharma, then we were not able to liberate ourselves. So now that we realize that, now that we have this human birth and that we meet the Dharma, then it is important that we really make every effort in order to reach liberation. Because that is based on the three different the path or the three different approaches of beings, that we can free ourselves from the samsara that we have no need for and reach the state of liberation, that is free from any suffering. And so this is possible on the basis of this human body that we have now. And so therefore we should be really understanding that, should really strive and be really diligent in really practicing the path and making every effort for to make this life, human life that we have now, this precious opportunity that we have now, which is quite rare, to make it meaningful. And so And so as to, again, free ourselves from the samsara that we have no need for, and to reach the liberation, which is a state free from suffering. So we've taken in the circle of samsara with our beginning, we've been born an immeasurable number of time. We had so many different bodies. We experience an incredible amount of suffering, immeasurable amount of suffering. And all these come down to the cause is one's own consciousness. It is based on one's own consciousness that all those arise. And in the future, then it is sure that in the samsara we will be experiencing more suffering. Unless we abandon the causes of suffering, then in the future we'll be experiencing in the samsara the samsaric kind of happiness and also its suffering. This is 100% sure, and this is a very important point. If we look at this from the perspective of the different spiritual traditions, then there's some who say that assert that there is a creator, someone who like a being who created the world, and so as a human being, therefore, if there is an almighty, a creator, then as a human we don't have any kind of freedom. There's nothing that we can do for ourselves, or whatever we do is not, won't have any effect unless the Creator kind of agrees to that. So this Creator being like the Almighty, or being Jesus, or being like Indra, Vishnu, you name it, then there is no freedom for ourselves, and so the only thing that we can do is to pray. We just pray to the Almighty that He gives us what we want to have, but there's nothing that we can do for ourselves. And also, if we look at that theory, then we'll see that also it is not very, it doesn't really hold very well if you investigate a little bit. Because if you're the Creator in all those traditions is considered to be permanent. It's always been and will always be eternal. The eternal creator. But something permanent cannot do anything, cannot accomplish any work. There is no action that you can do. In order to do something, there needs to be a certain movement, something that is accomplished, something that changes for that action to be, for there to be a difference between before the action and after the action. Now, if you're permanent, then that is not going to happen. And so, therefore, this permanent creator is unable to create the universe, and all the beings within it, even though that is the claim. But if you look in a little bit into this, then you see that this is not possible. So when we investigate, we see that this kind of theory is flawed and doesn't work. So there is also so that's the first point. The second is that others have another approach, and they don't talk about a creator. They say, okay, well, this creator thing doesn't work. But so they consider, therefore, that nobody created the world, and so that the world and the different things in the world arise naturally of themselves. And that, so just arising naturally of themselves, things basically arise without causes, just naturally. This is just their nature, and so they arise like that, and so there's no particular cause to the world and to the way things are. And so therefore, whatever effort we may do is pointless, because things do not arise because of particular causes or condition, but just because it is their nature, it's just naturally like that. And so therefore, whatever effort we do in order to try to cause a kind of good result, for example, happiness, whatever, then this will not work, because this wouldn't be the nature of thing if this theory were true. And so this, so as we see also, this theory doesn't work. And so why is it, how does that work? Well, it is that everything arises due to causes and conditions. All the experiences of happiness and suffering arise because of their causes. Jamkontro Lodutaye said, based on the interdependent origination, so all the causes bring out their result. And so everything, all phenomena, arises due to causes and condition based on the law of interdependence. And so, therefore, all the happiness or well-being that we experience is the result of a particular cause that is the positive actions that we do. And as a result of the negative actions, then we will be experiencing suffering, or suffering is the result of negative actions that we've accumulated, that we've done. And so nothing arises without causes, just naturally, just like that, in and of itself, or is not, or has nothing to do with the creator that would bring them. It's just the way things are, is that based on particular causes and conditions, then particular results arise. And so when the particular causes and conditions are gathered, then the result will arise. And so this is something very important that we need to really think about, and think about deeply. Again, not just thinking, oh, you know, well, yeah, I got that, that's clear, I think. But really think about it and see the, because, you know, the everything that we do on the path as a Buddhist, we're not doing them because thinking, I am a Buddhist, so therefore I do this. We do that, we do all those practices because they are connected to the way things are, to the nature of things. It is because the world works in a certain way that we are practicing, that we are doing those practices. Those practices are very much attuned to that and based on this, and that's why they can work. And so, but this is the kind of thing that we need to check for ourselves and develop certainty, confidence in this way of things. And it is, if you really spend a bit of time thinking about it, investigating into that, then it is 100% sure that you'll gain that kind of confidence and certainty. And so, again, it is very important to check, to investigate into the nature of things and to see how the world actually is and work.
Tela ngoje ji ki me ba ina ti ndre ta me ba den phedwa ni ba de ngwe bi chuni re da 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 nga zo ta ka sa re nga zo lun de shi bi sina yu are to zhen jie ya re ju wan ton zhuan shi yin na yu nga zo nam chi ge yi nam chi ge jun de ta le do nyom ba wang ge nga zo de ruwa ri ru kan yu ruwa chi Lay the Nyama Wong, lay Musa, the TGS, the Run Tachiwa Lamajiba, Shedonga, Nobutoji be true. They are Tachiwa and Hamal is son of Toyna, Tanang Azola, Saji by Shibazi, Azola, Azor Roring Azu, Yonde, Nasu Yoyo, Nazo, Ron San Yumet, Teso Yama, Rong San Toker, Nazo Soma Saji with Shibaji. Ni Tadi Keti Saji with Shibati. You may love his Chumaji Mare. I don't know the wrong Lundela ten nay, said the nigger. That penna mayinga do. Now she what catchy tombo tennis on them. Chisan Tami Pado, and the Pumi Jundela ten shiny. Then I do such a shibaji nigger. Then the tadding I do shibandi. That's all not on the. They catchy wrong rang number such a ribbon, human so a tenny, remarge the marshy. I'm going to go to the house. Then now she just tell her, "You need to use it." Then he saw the tongue. Just that, cause when he came to the river, just that, just saw the tongue. Na, I just am going to get it tomorrow. Shuba, then he bad. That river, just that. Bad much? If that, I just now she just join the tourist. Then that, my I just shuba now she tomorrow. That, cause John Pei Pala shuba, Jumei shuba, cause she. Yamaris, when you are your nomsies of the chief, you say Yamaris, take good. Because of Manton. Manton Shinna Mepa means wrong Sundogalu, Mabon, Matoma Tonji, you the Mason, Taji Toguyama. Shadon Yutela Jose Koju, the Shindu Koju, Nunju the Koju, 고주 때라 중세 고주 시도 고주 너무 니을 때는 상가 제가 나진 잡아대 고주리 때는 너도 또주 너도 또주 리베도 보도 그래 때다 다 가르쳐도 많이 가도 좀 깨지 동보 때 제가 흠이 때 봐도 여비 보나 또 나 바시 깨지 타마대 림바지도 레드 냐면 니서 저도 많이 가는 저 저네 사지비 시바데 많이 가도 그러고 있어 자자 녀발에 뭐 쉬우니다 니서 저다 자자 타마니다 티 바드 놈시 깨지 담보테 제왕 흠이 치사 깨지 타마텔라 녀리기 주시네 코르마 아진다 산 주진네 데니 아지 뭐 또 운도스데 안도 시도한 도에 운도스 어떤 제왕 한다 투메세고 신다 투메세고 데한테 나주 라노기 제왕다보다 루카세 동지 총어세고 나주 세 율린데 봐 내가 저 두고 요만이 근데 제가 처음에 봐 너무 스마이다 다 제가 그만 입이 좀 생겼대 다 토마 코빈에서 제가 넘바 대니 준데 뒤 대링이 봐도 나도 너지 좀 봐마 제도 까까 사지 게비 레다 때니 미게 주보 소리라 선데 밀르테 잡아 또 라이르테 잡아 또 대와 너역 대와 컨섬 뇽스 뇽 뇽틀 누바 세선자데 비디와 미게바 사비 또 징에 소소라 지발로 동아 모모뇨 요한테 레메치네 코브린 콜롱 가메뇨 콜로타브 코진데 소한노 가메 콜로젠도 나도 로아 리톨리 데데 파 가마도 치네 코브린 지발마 질론데 다데발레요데 자제 토마 니에비 디디 지와 노마 유비 손잡아 손노 돈데 같이 모임이라
So this is something that we need to really think about. But also at the beginning, it is important that we really reflect deeply and we realize that there is past and future lives. So this question of past and future lives, this is also something that we need to really be clear about and have confidence that and have been clear how this happens and have confidence that this is, you know, very much the case. And this is an important point. So when we look at the past and future lives, so we see that all phenomena, whatever they arise based on their causes and their causes and conditions. When the particular causes and conditions are gathered, then the result will be produced. And as long as those causes and conditions are present, then results will arise unimpededly. They won't be as long as they're there. It's just the nature of things. It's just the way things are. When you have all the right causes and conditions, then you cannot but have the result that comes from those. And so we've been so circling in samsara because of the continuity of our consciousness. There's this continuum of consciousness that continues from one instant to the other, and under the influence that cares vehicles the karma and the destructive emotion. So under the power of karma and destructive emotion, thanks to the continuity of the consciousness, then we take birth again and again in the samsara. And so that is very much the nature of things, or the way things are. And so to explain this a bit further and to gain some kind of clarity and understanding into this, so we need to see that for one thing, so we talk about, so the basis is the continuity of consciousness. And so that we can see for ourselves. If we look at our mind, then we see that there's a certain clarity there. We know things. This clarity is there. This is not, you know, for all of us, that we can't deny that. There is this clarity. And so it is, so this is this clarity is the mind. This is based on this clarity that there is all the thoughts and so on that arise. And from the moment that we, from the first instant in the mother's womb until we die, there is this consciousness, this continuity of instant after instant of moments of awareness, of being conscious, of being clear of things, of knowing things. And so there is this kind of successive kind of arising of moments of consciousness. And that we can see also if we look now. So now it's almost 10 o'clock. But before 10 o'clock, it was 9 o'clock. And at 9 o'clock, we had, you know, we were aware also of things, we were knowing things. And before that was 8 o'clock. And before it was 7 and 6. And then, you know, before that, we got up. And when we got up, so at the moment we woke up, then there is this first kind of awareness that we remember from the morning. But even during the sleep, there was this awareness was present also. There was this continuity that was still there. And so, and beyond that, so the day yesterday and the days before, we also had the this kind of awareness was present, and the present awareness is the kind of a result of this, or it kind of builds up on those previous instants of consciousness. And so, this previous instant of awareness or of this kind of of knowing things, and so. There is, so therefore, very much that kind of a continuum this, of consciousness. We all have that. So in this way, we can, you know, if we investigate in this way, if we look at things in this way, we come to realize that this is the way it is. This is the way that our mind is, that we always had that kind of, so again, from the moment that we're born until, you know, we die, there is this succession of moments of consciousness, that is, of being aware of things. At that moment, we're aware of something, next we'll be aware of other things, and so, and there is this continuity there. And the thing is that this do not arise, you know, without causes. This is not something that arises just like that, because there's no phenomena, as we say, that arise, you know, without any causes, just naturally out of nothing. And so this shows that the if, you know, the present instant of consciousness that we have, this instant of clarity of awareness that we have right now, this kind of ability to know things that we have, comes about on the basis of this previous instant of being able to know things, of being able to be aware of things, then it means that when in the first instant we started to have that kind of awareness at birth, that means it came from somewhere. Means that it didn't just started off just like that. And so that before that, there were also a consciousness. And so that shows that there was past life. So there was this consciousness that was going through past life, and then a life before, and then as it continues, so then embodies in this new body. A body being like the support for the consciousness, for this continuum of consciousness. And so, but this is not also something that is completely, you know, obvious. And also it is important to know that actually things, we cannot say that something do not exist because we do not see it. We're not, you know, we do not witness it, and so therefore it doesn't exist. This is the theory that is held by the Indian school of called the Charvaka or materialist. Those materialists so consider that there's no past and future lives because you cannot see the consciousness in the past lives. But then again, it is not because we can't see something that this thing does not exist. You know, we need a little bit more proof to establish that something doesn't exist or is not the case. And so this is not something also that is completely, you know, obvious, that's so easy to see. And in terms of the different phenomena that there are in the world and the way that we're able to relate to them, there are phenomena which are said to be readily available to our perception, and there are phenomena which are hidden to our perception. We cannot just see or hear or test experience directly, but they're kind of hidden, and we need to resort to other means, like using kind of a intellectual deduction to be able to know more about those things. And in terms of the hidden things, hidden objects, hidden phenomena which are hidden to our direct experience, They are those which are just simply hidden, and those which are extremely hidden. And those, so this aspect of law of karma and past and future lives fall more into the category of extremely hidden kind of phenomena. Means that they are not, you know, so easy to get. And so it is only those with the sharpest kind of faculty, acumen, are able to really see for themselves and really establish clearly. Establish clarity on this. But then it is also, so with what we've explained, we can see that it is quite clear how actually the this there is past and future lives, and it's just not a nothingness. You know, it's not just a, it is not that consciousness would arise at birth out of nothing, you know. And it needs to have its particular, like any other phenomena, its particular causes and condition, so that it arises. And so whenever we do not see something, all we cannot establish for sure that this thing doesn't exist. At the most, then we can see that the thing is not available to our perception, or this is something that is not there right now, but we cannot see that this is something that is, you know, always non-existent. And so it is important that we really investigate. And again, if we investigate, if we put enough effort into this, now it is sure that we'll come to have an understanding of this. And so again, so the from the first instant that we're born until we die, there is this continuity of consciousness. Then instant after instant, there are a succession of awareness, of knowledge that arise. If we look in our mind, this is what we can, you know, again, readily observe. And so that shows that, again, so that there's been past lives, and there also will be future lives, because those moments of consciousness are, the previous instant of consciousness is the cause for the next one to come about. And so the moment you die, you still have the cause for the next instant of consciousness. And so even though so the body may die, since you still have the cause for the next instant of consciousness, then this consciousness will come about. And so this is so the way that this is again the nature of things, the way that we are, and that based so on this consciousness, so we take birth and circle in samsara, that this consciousness is the basis that will determine the different kind of rebirth that we take. And that is the consciousness based on the kind of actions that we've done. If we've done virtuous actions, positive actions, then we'll have a good rebirth as a human or as a god, experience happiness and so on. If as a result of the negative actions that we've accumulated, we may be reborn in the three lower realms or have experiences of suffering. And so those are the and so it is based on this consciousness that those different types of result come about on the basis of the different actions that that we've accumulated. And so in this way, then as long as the causes are there, then we'll be circling in samsara. And so there is so this is the example, the fire wheel of the samsara, just this brand in the fire that just turns around and continuously without you know, ever stopping. So this is the image of the samsara, of this circling wheel that never stops. And because there's the previous instant is the cause for the next, which is the cause for the next. And so this is important, I think, that to really understand and to really have based on that understanding, so conviction about the past and future lives is something very important for us.
Та чева шима ди соно тои на те джусу цонжи кыг ме би таи шида туме ду си чедо тому ти бу риби соно тои на мао па дин древи нюа теле джу цуба цонга гуре джу цуба цонга чигин древи нюа чаба юре сана чаба юа мар каре сана колон гожи кыю
It is also, so in this, very important to realize that the cause that perpetuates our consciousness is none other than our own mind. It is our own mind that causes the next instant of consciousness to come about. Consciousness, our own consciousness is produced by our own consciousness, our own mind, in the previous instant, in this way, in a kind of a continuous kind of a stream of a cause and a result, and that it is not produced by anything else, that there is it is not produced by material things or by the mind of someone else, and so on, but it is just produced by the this consciousness itself. And so that is sort of very important to understand, and if we understand that, then it becomes clear also that in the will have future lives as long as there is this continuous stream of consciousness. As long as there's the previous instant of consciousness that is there, then it will produce the next instant of consciousness. And so as long as all the causes and conditions are gathered, then the result will come about. Completely, there's always it is always like that. This is just the nature of thing. So unless that we apply the what can really block that, stop this flow of consciousness, and then bring an obstacle to that kind of continuous flow of consciousness, then we'll be experiencing consciousness. We'll be experiencing future lives and continuing to circle in samsara. And so, what is the causes of the or what is this thing that could prevent or stop this flow of consciousness. That is the realization of the wisdom of selflessness, realizing. So for us ordinary beings, and here I wish to apologize if in the assembly there's some people who have a direct experience of the selflessness and identitylessness of all phenomena, that I'm sorry, but maybe there are some of you who have that kind of realization. But for the others, like us, you know, we all have grasping at the self. We all grasp at the self, at the kind of identity in ourselves, in phenomena. And so this grasping at the self is the cause for all the karma and the destructive emotions to arise. So based on this kind of grasping, then we accomplish all those actions and have all sorts of negative emotions. And so now we've taken this birth as a human, which is so in which we don't have much of a realization of the view of selflessness, which is so the result of all the karma that we've accumulated in the past. And it is, if we look at our condition right now, so it is sure that we've been accumulated a lot of karma, and I'm sure that now we keep on doing this as well. And when all the causes and conditions are gathered, so the result come about. And in our case, so the karma and the negative emotions being there, so we experience lives after lives. And so that is the... but then if we realize the wisdom of selflessness, then when realizing, so this wisdom of selflessness is the thing that can block that kind of flow of consciousness, this succession of consciousness. So unless we have that kind of realization, we'll be continuing to accumulate the causes for further lives and rebirth. And so at the moment, so we don't have much of a realization of selflessness. That is, you know, we've studied for years and years the text and had, you know, practiced a little bit. But based on that, we can see that we don't have much realization of selflessness. Just look at what happened this morning when you got up and thinking, well, this is my belt, this is my trousers, this is my breakfast, this is my work I have to do today. So, you know, those are signs that, you know, there's something going on which is of the nature of, you know, grasping at the self. And so, but then if we come to realize this wisdom of selflessness, then it is 100% sure that we'd be freed from that and liberated from this. And, but then in all our life, we've just been, you know, if we spend it just working, doing all those ordinary things, then it is sure that we won't develop, we won't gain this realization of the selflessness, and that we'll be experiencing future lives. And it becomes, as Patra Rinpoche says, an ordinary human body. You know, there's this precious human birth, and then as opposed to the ordinary human birth. And so that would just become ordinary human birth unless we really make every effort in order to come to actualize that wisdom of selflessness, which can prevent this circle of samsara to continue. Then this life is without purpose. We wouldn't have accomplished the purpose of a precious human life, and so it's just an ordinary life. And in the future, we will take birth again, experiencing the result of whatever karma we've accumulated. And so there are actually, you know, many reasons why, and many things that can be, you know, many explanations that can help us understand how it is actually the case that there are past and future lives. But here I just give that kind of briefly, essentially, because I believe that just based on this, people who are, you know, intelligent enough can really understand, you know, that point and gain conviction just based on this into this way of things. That is, that there is actually past and future lives.
That 당한서 소말로 대환 등이 동안 문제 샤다지 손자 나 대환 되기요나 나 대비 주드라 대비 주지 처봤어요. 동안 누구 맨나 동안 주의 주들 전 동안 동안 주의 주파마 당한서 longa telle son mambo ke yomar te da dang az duha du devase de gyu kaone sona lodo chai suan no ji da cha che do temu zu te le ni mege ba ni khoba do nge son sen je te ji wa de ma cha me do temu me te le ge ba wo sen ta ge san ju ma cha ba do che do me ba do temu me ba te le ten bi That lay soba podi, gosum segno, lunga yisum, ron so to soar. Jada sol to go yama. Long lunga yisum te, megeva lon yom de si, megeva conon a tenny, luci megevil shawalanju, nagu megev simhavina, that megevil shoe soar. Then debu, shimkura sherang and song donganyo yegta, duchazo drub debu. Ah, then, no, you lu, sent so, debat in Angel, so in Swimby, Chanzuk sent the Nebu Lu Shigi, Nebi, Luji lay, Chansava Koa Javalasova, Gavili, Nagle, Nodi Lovalasova, Kanda Gajo Shivalasova. Debat in Angel, Tenjik Konon, this you will later, Gavilis, Gavili Latini, Negam Kobinis on Tori Sad, Melasov, Lutin, Negam. Sachi Devan Temple, Longshia Yur. In a Nazo, the Zugong, the Sea Longshia, and the Tongji. Tanjing Wall, Dohari. Doha in Nazo, Doha, the Doha, Tomato, Doha, Devan Zending. That tended you, Hajung Shu Chamber. Tended you, Goko Cheney. Covid de Silla, Tabaloni. They teach it as a meso shading. Yundi Sani, Tetanji, Tongshiva. Kazan doli suan de sisum meta tungi tundra and roishin de kalata do son soa noji jigim. Sibasumode Sau Sadin Salan, Tolalamas of Tongi, Sibasumode Dunghanga Ronji Yimba Tony, that did the sea launcher the Lord Dov Tony, that turned the Niva Cargusana, Tarra Nyang in the Combo. That do a tell us on a coguate. As a me, Tai. Takishanwe, Chibi Tuan Duya Tsuan Rabata, Langa Tel Levinsa, Tel Tsul Notuna, Wrong Sand Sutu Suanita, Wrong Sand Tanyamobe, Jamo do Majovachini. Nyamobe Jam San Yamogi Jamong Juvi Wangi, Lunga late Nuzu Sainsa, T late Pasha, Anzu, Le Coron, Shemata late and Gandu Rita, T Pasha, Anzu. Sanji ni sonji palun, drunken is a son, sari, jun tembajila, conjun nom chisel, conjun nom chisel, pasak so jani, then zindrug. Then zan dolis one nonji jikaz, len salamem, dolamem, simple pumba bajila, member neuros on the wrong lady devil chiti, wrong lady devil, nekawa jaju chumis, a soldier baba and driven them by your richi. Then the wrong lace our tea cut the thin numbing driven you on you, but the cover jai part choose on now, laid Meban Rogmar. Conjur pass out to you, could change the trade of lumps up to call David Mengri. Or that 10 days is only 10 years, then answer Luan is to give out a curate. Sumaina, then Covid 200 tattoo, don't have you see Dotuan. That longer 10 days is on a tonja. Nazo Nova Sonja with sugar, sugar in the sunny.
So I feel therefore it is very important to have that understanding of past and future lives, to really realize deeply how actually there is this continuity of lives, that we've been having lives after lives, that there is actually past and future lives, not just this life, and to have a deep, inner confidence in this, you know, is extremely important, I feel. And so all of us sentient beings, we just wish to be happy and we don't want to suffer. And so in order to be happy, to experience happiness and well-being, we need to accumulate the causes of this. And in order not to suffer, to avoid suffering, then we need to abandon the causes, the very things that will bring experiences of suffering. So there's nothing, you know, particularly special. It's quite straightforward and everybody can understand this. But then it is... So what are the causes of suffering? They are the negative actions, negative karma, non-virtues. And what are the causes of happiness? They are the virtues, positive actions. And so the what is a negative actions? What is a positive action? That is, as it is said, so the actions motivated by desire, aversion, and ignorance are negative actions. Actions which are without desire, without aversion, and without ignorance are positive actions. And so, that is, once... at the moment, so there is the way that we do things, the way that that we live, is that we have this grasping at ourselves, grasping at our body, and we do a lot of things in order to protect that body against and protect ourselves against others, and so we do a lot of things. We accumulate a lot of so negative actions in order to try to acquire for ourselves what we consider to be the good things, and to protect ourselves against other. And so, in this, so we accumulate, so therefore, a lot of negative actions. And so, all the negative actions can be, you know, are included within three, the three causes are, so the desire, the aversion, and the ignorance are the causes of all the negative actions. And so, the causes of the positive actions are the causes of happiness, and positive actions are actions which are motivated by renunciation, which are motivated by kind-heartedness, by bodhicitta. If we have that in mind, so the result that we'll be experiencing would be happiness. And so, on the basis of renunciation, on the basis of bodhicitta, what we are doing, if we have that in mind, what we are doing, the actions that we are doing based on this kind of motivation, are positive actions. And on the kind of a more a temporary level, based on positive actions and based on actions motivated by renunciation, for example, then we'll have a good rebirth, you know, a good body, rebirth in a good place, and so on, and experience some kind of happiness. And that is, but then the happiness, well-being that we may experience in the desire realm as well as in the form realm, they are all actually in nature suffering. Even though they appear to us as happiness, as well-being, actually deeply what they are is suffering. And so this is just kind of fooling ourselves in trying to, if we try just to get, you know, happiness, like a better situation in this life or better rebirth in one of those realm, it's just kind of fooling ourselves, because there's no real actual well-being there. It just appear as well-being in comparison, but in nature it is just suffering. So we make a lot of efforts in order to improve our situations in this way, just to have a bit of a some kind of a more pleasant or joyful experiences, and within the those realm, like within the desire realm or within the three realms of existence, even if we think future life, thinking having a good rebirth, and so on. And so, as it is said, in the sutras, that is, all the three realms and the three planes of existence, that is, above the earth, on the earth, and below the earth, wherever you are, all this, the existence there is suffering by nature. And that the way to to liberation is to abandon those samsaric ways. And so that is, so, and basically this comes down to our mind. What we see is that the basis for abandoning those samsaric ways is to abandon those destructive emotions, to abandon the actions that are motivated by desire, aversion, or ignorance. And so it comes down to our mind. And so when our mind is under the power of destructive emotions such as desire, aversion, ignorance, then we accomplish negative actions, which will be the cause for experiences of suffering. And so, and this, so when we are under the influence of the destructive emotions, what it does is that it leaves some kind of karmic imprints or habitual tendencies, Bakchak in Tibetan, in the consciousness. And so, and likewise also, when we generate, from the moment that we generate the mind of enlightenment until we become a Buddha, there is also those positive thoughts and virtuous thoughts also leave a trace in the karmic imprint in the in our consciousness, and will carry us also and will ripen also in time. And so this is in the in that kind of this aspect of the all-ground consciousness, this aspect of the consciousness, so the consciousness being that which is clear and cognizant. And so this aspect of ourself of clarity and cognizance, there is what we call the all-ground consciousness, which is where the those karmic imprints, positive and negative, are stored. And so unless we purify so all the negative karmic imprints, so we won't reach to the liberation. And those, so karmic imprint, whenever we've done also whatever, you know, actions, positive or negative, the karma is never wasted. And so as it is said also, that even after 100 kalpas, the result of the action is not lost. That means that whatever action we've done, then the result will ripen when the conditions, the causes and conditions are right, then it will manifest, it will ripen. So and so this is understanding this, so that shows us how, you know, the that actually if we are to really follow the path, that is, if we want to really free ourselves from the suffering of the samsara, the basis that we have to work with is our mind. So based on the, there's work to do with body, speech, and mind, but the and so it is based on this that we'll be able to reach to the liberation. And so those points I feel very important for us to understand. You know, the moment that we say that we are Buddhist, we are following the Buddhist path. So those are crucial notions that we need to understand.
So and over there, a wrong son, conol rally, sorry. Then the bedroom, which is Sambazuna, Consola Shallow Long Run, Sambazuna, Sadlon, Sambang in the Sadlon, young age, that depends, don't you, Jeba, Consola Shallow, you didn't know she agreed. That the Regic Tending and the Gaby Lee Tara Malibat Tomji, wrong Luma Yisum, Cassette Tuduji Rang, Lalit as a drip. Megavi lay Tara Malibeton, no sheep goni, that panchet. Nazu Nova Sonji with Chugo should do language in Chadur. Tenny, that Nova Sonji Chugo should be turned over there. That love a yin shall some anonji, then be tonchu, nonji, the long drop dani to Tenzi Siba, Massiva, Druva Siba Kona also. Tamba John de Negat, Tamba de Carres and Zusa and Dubda. Long temba to tobi temba ni ichi. Long to tobi dani tos. Te rang nyonle se dago java seba la ka zun. Tenzi seba, ma seba tang se de de nga du de shera gritte. Rang chun nye, gib shin nye ngag no baji de chun nye. Ye yon jun se de jib gun de sabo pa shi to wate, da long temba nji de kono yon ne wa shi gwe. Druba seba kona wo seba tang nga du de. 저도 넘어 내 고성 참 예드르스 로즈 데기 몸보 유르세 시락선어 체모리 난지선어 또 중자지 가수요 에나요 로스모데 뜻을 뭐 개마리 뜻을 돈도리 드드니즈도 메라리비스 와도 가사 좁다 뉴도 미레바 냥네 시도 녀바치 수완나 지금 지 준모선어 통근 지시 탑이 공부 마서 봐도 아주 쇼그네르고 다 다이탄라 다 쯤발랭고 대다 마주 나요 마시 봐도 담자 땜보 지고니 녀네 시구르 마도지 로슴 데이세 유전나 페토야 개요마 칼리카우시라 차이사 나자자지 티데리 아니 단단 아주 같이 그 송괴로 메시지 지시나 배 정보죠 지시나 배 맞으면 탑도 버리 줘버리 나만할 텐데 전혀요 내 가르치겠던 코빈 신이라고 코바 코로 내순다고 대시해도 코빈 내수시해도 다 동하지만 대바시야게 라그요 말 코바 코로 동하 그 줄이 송잡이 인도산이 Zombodi shia nyeguyo mar. Te do nga devon do nga chibon do ma do do nga do ma do nga nyeng me se ndro ja gen tre yo. Ta do gemo sho ge cha do. Ka sa na do nga ya ha ma go do nga devan ji ta na go. Ten de ju sa ni nga ju ni ta ta lu la na sa san do nga cheng e tra go ji men do ben tre su ne. Ah nga ten de yo go ya me se nge di ba chi me se an do chi do. Mi pha ro ba ju ne ba ta na ko Koran rogan kachyon eche mato che ngan chan kaya meso sonan kogunduwa. Da te membari. Tsarag huma nosu, jinrabayi leshi na tenrabayi revijong sen doda son nao jim. Tsarag huma nosu jenlapa nyoche shiba teni, tata nga ju tana son nawa tsunchu. Ngo temaji nawa tsunchu mige mendoebi dunga tamji. Tsarag huma nga ju rang paala. Jenlapa tuyote mige leshi eche wate, juntum revijong. Selling driven young, they were shut out, Jerry, Mother of Jim and Lose, you want son, maybe inside. Nanzu Gaza, Ned Sapsi, Dun Duwaji, Karin Chun Yunayan, teaching and over there, Dreads of Sands of Mamula Sua, Jenny Nebashis, or Tison of Matawas in them. Rang Serang Humasabi, Lady Rebangan, number of menus. Tison of Tony there, Shutong Nilu. Nazu teaching in college in Union Chadur. Then the son name. Tendi sono to tomna rong serang hambe lim gebe nyuba de shoma la pendo che bo yong us cheba to yo chu ge tanda la ta gon chu zon da ka mo bo she gi na ko thundri de dem ba de gyu de dem ba de sera tomen de ta da pa to gu pa do ngan zu chuan ju le swa na ji gi ce ce ji zom ji gi ngan zu ni ta ba tom chu de zun ju xie na ngan zu ta gon bo to to gu de song do wa Tanga Pencher and Anton Covid Nila, Donga Mombo Tondong, Beso Mombuji Shivrede, Kosolon Nosum Tobji, Tatemi Chuzu Chasma. Tading Azu Lutin, Pombo did Dongang Dani change in this trouble Matojin, Azu, Tab Kosal, Tatlemeva, and Takishu and Daji into Sunny, Tesutan Solom Gomandra and the Mombuja Town, then number Sanji with Tamba Chebachin, Di Sida Navi two. Menga san la jabi ta la le ta ya da pen du chi mo yong gu le song gu
So basically, here, what is important so is to pay attention to this, to virtuous actions and non-virtuous actions, and virtuous action being the causes of happiness, and the negative actions the causes of suffering. And so basically, the main thing is to avoid so negative actions and as much as possible, and to try to accomplish positive actions as much as possible. And this, so the Patrarumbachi, so as explained, presented that clearly in the Kunzon Lame Shelong, the words of my perfect teacher. And so whatever, so the so basically the advice he gives is that however much that we can, we should try to accomplish positive actions and to avoid negative actions down to the most subtle one, to really you know, do what we can to that, to do that. Now, that is in general. As a Buddhist, so what is the in Buddhism, what is the approach? How do we go about that, and how do we go about you know, reaching liberation, that is, being free from all this suffering? So, as it is said, so the teachings of the Buddha, this is Vasubandhu said, the teachings of the Buddha have two aspects. There is the aspect of transmission and the aspect of realization. And know that they are maintained only through teaching and practice. And so the first aspect, the aspect of transmission of the teaching, sometimes called also the aspect of the scriptures, scriptural teaching, or the aspect of the teaching, he's maintained through mostly what we call for example, Shedra, you know, kind of teachings, where the understanding is given and all the teachings are shared with a giving detailed explanation about the way the world is and the way things work and so on, giving a detailed reason so as to bring people to develop knowledge and understanding about the way things are and about the path. And then there is the aspect of the practice. So that is so the second aspect of the teachings of the Buddha, so the aspect of the transmission or the scriptures, teachings that are given. And then there's the aspect of the realization, the actualization of those teachings, which is maintained by means of the practice. And so in terms of practice, I've heard that there's many people here who stay on the on 3-year retreat, and I think that this is you, people who have this opportunity have really great merit and something I very much rejoice in. However, you should know that this is 3-year is a very short time, you know, and as the Milarepa said, you know, that this is, we should very much strive until we reach complete enlightenment. We should make every effort to practice the Dharma and to really continue. And so, and that is, so even, if we take even to a kind of a shorter term, at least, you know, until we die, we need to make sure that we use our time to the, in the best possible way. And so, meaning that, you know, there's not much point if we were to do a 3-year retreat here and then after that just, you know, go back to a completely ordinary life and forget all about the 3-year retreat. What is important is that we really continue after that. And so this is one kind of a danger, you know, that that is that can happen, you know, so you need to be careful with this. And then there is I mean, there's one point also. There's a way that people see things. So in one way, maybe it's very smart, or in another way, maybe it's very stupid. I'm not quite sure which one it is, but in the just the way that things are is that in samsara, in our life, everything is suffering. It's all just suffering, and there's some people who are kind of when they've studied, you know, a little bit about this and hear that everything is suffering, and they say, well, actually I don't suffer that much, I don't experience much suffering, actually I'm quite happy, you know, and so I don't need also, like, you know, to do all those efforts and practices and things like that, because, you know, for me things are good, you know. And but I think that this is quite it's really not understanding what's happening. It's quite foolish, actually, to see things that way, because it is to see, not recognizing suffering for suffering, but thinking it is happiness, if you start to see in this way. And there's also people who think that, you know, that they're actually quite good people and they don't do much negative actions, that they can, you know, point out, show other people how much, you know, evil and bad they do, but, you know, themselves, they, you know, they don't do so much. They don't really need also to kind of really practice, you know, the path and so on and make all those efforts on the path. But That is, I don't think that is a quite right understanding of the situation, as it says in the sutras. From time without beginning, we have in samsara been experiencing suffering and suffering alone. And so there is nothing else. The moment that we're born in samsara, the moment so we've been circling in samsara from time without beginning, and everything is just suffering. All the experiences that we have, some may appear to be happiness, but in their nature, in themselves, if we look closely, we'll see that actually they are not that blissful kind of experiences. And so there is, we need to very much understand that. And understanding this, abandon the having this strong determination to abandon this what causes the suffering, that is the negative actions and so on, and so abandoning the causes of the suffering and accumulating the causes of happiness. And that is just because, I mean, we say this, it is not to kind of scare people or anything like that. It's just the way things are. If we want to really look closely, so this is just the nature of things and the way things are and the way the samsara works, or the just the nature of thing. And so us, at our level, we only see that in a kind of limited way. We have just a kind of a limited appreciation of these ways of the world. And so that's why also, through the teachings, we need to deepen our understanding. And in the there are many methods that are given in the teachings in order to free ourselves from that particular situation. And there are, in the Dharma, many different teachings, many different approaches. We need to understand, as it says in the Bodhisattva Charvatara, that this is about the way to liberation is through the Dharma, and that we need to make efforts, and unless we strive to free ourselves all our lives, we really make every effort all our lives to free ourselves, then it will be quite difficult. So far, we've been doing a lot of efforts from, you know, in this life and past lives, and we've been, but we haven't been able to really come to a kind of a decisive kind of a make a difference. You know, we still be reborn in samsara, experiencing suffering and so on. So we need to make also the right effort. So when we make effort, so it's not just about effort, because we've been making a lot of efforts, but we need to make also the right efforts to really focus in the right way, which I think is that you need to attend to the an authentic master, and to receive teachings and instructions from him, and to keep his instructions, his speech instruction, to heart, and not only keep them to heart, but really apply them. So I think if you do that, then be fine.
Ah, yeah, that is what you're doing. That the letter is not to you, Mamandi Saton in no cavalry. Then Daddy Chale Tolacon Chamber, Chenot, then Temba Jiva, Tonji, Chiron to Sanjul at Denny Down. Then Sonam Sabi, Tajil at Denny, Nitra was Jubari. She could have Nitra was Judusani. That he known a dingy thing, so Temba dingy thing. Non dingy means in Guru Mato Chigan. Lagon zibu ji korong temban zingma. Tenza non zibu da kishiba noji. Yon a tok temban zingu, yon long temban zingu. Tenza nganzo de. Tacharo shedra yuri sigi. Ten noji dubra yuri sigi. Monchiba dua nyoni singi imada. Tenza gasu yu. Dua nyonsu lenu se tela, nyonsu lena tela. Gomja tela, senji dun semi ni sonoton gure. Semadi chiba se tela. Lagu Shashak number Goma, Salum Tile Gomba Lasuba, Jerim Zori, Tetonji, Sengig, La Lambri. Then Tatuan Semet Zuachimu, Lambde, then Rani Lodjujo Lodre Tong, Sundry, Deva Mugun Zom Dingigi, Gonza Yuna, Tell Lami Chong, rang san ngo zhe no gu ngo zhe de be dan de zhe ni dan de ni zhe zo de me ge ba dan ngan zong han ju be ren ji ju ba zhe ba na la jian lu hua zhe me ku ji yi sa de phong bo de la me xi ru ba de ne la ma ren ba jin de ngan zhe ju ba de le yan ma ra bi da che ju ji yo de ti dong a nyo su lo wa de ni xiong zhe ba yin ju sa ni dan zo dan me mo bo de 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 mo bo ma zhe na ka xi ji jian lu pe tu ni xiong na And the money Tony Sisulagon Rosal Chamber Town, Gajimo Shi, Chuju, Bena Sajarimoche, Gonga Chesichin, Gamoche, Gaju Dava Junusung, Tetanja, Tunji Tangir Song. Then that day, John the Million Double, that so on Double, Gonza Ronosu Ra Lever. Then this I see a job in Shadon, Nanjung Hanjubetella. So some truma is two by shiggy shiggle, yamly shiggy shiggy. Ben a nanji, Dokon, Nazoche Gambi, Shira Nia Tansum Retail, Lo, Dosen Drop the Pachang Ayan by you. Nani Yonja, Judy, Yan and Gaza, Yonda, Tanyba, Yonda Suma, Dita, Lo Chong and Rover, Diego Tavala, Pesha Tage Tagim, Yonly Shiggy Shiggy and the Kazon, such as Lo Chong and Sonata. Kembo to Joven turns on the Paji to talk chatting with Tindy. Ben the Dojin Kemba Pema Doji son of Doina, son of Major Kedu Chemuji. Tetam, Ta Yon de Gure, Tetamji, Ta Yonly Shivichi with two by Shivichi with that Terry, the Tundri Terry. Then it tells you that Noma Sonji, Temba Teller, Temba Ronik, Kaza. Sixty W. Sage, don't live at Alangai, Ka, Longa Shai, Kushim, someone noji chicken. Number Sonji be Tagon Junior Cola, Ripi Cassitaji Tonayon, Samson Roachi, don't put some son Roy Madoji, Chanto, and Mavati, Shiguri. Tendi Cassit, Chebaji Tona, your wrong to Tebadung Injun, Nishi Chebaji to be Chichu Yodivisa, then Yonly Shangis and Son Dengis in a Toma, that Yonu Jacimo, that son of Tonto Menayon, wrong con, Yonzo Lante, go Chandu de Zonte, Tai Shiju Pado. Tongji, Tesson members, wrong to Shiva, the Kachi Shutil. Then he turned Davidson, that choga, the twin Jion, turned to Karun, digging to cover it. They Tongji Lang, the Konson Shalong, sending to you and Nongji Chila. Tonda Passon, hundred Matunji, Seni Demati, Shuina. They wrong is remedial, Jutsova Tong, the wrong Santan, Tagosu, the Niba Tangri. They may even show than Sami Sagajenta. San non ye go down then the source and to see about San to Sunny, but you know what? Luchura de San Jacon coach. Lun Songo de San Jacon coach, then you are Kayoma. Ata de Kazam, Losum Trongatri, Logic Chabuson to Trongatri at San Jemazi to the Kaita Meda, then the Mayo was here, the Tomo de Conno San Antonio cheated. Then the Dakaji consumption, the Dakaji Genio, draw to you receive. Drove to Sasunam, Takarche was said. Ah, Tai, the Lord Mongachil, Chanjon, and Roger Majum, Rava. Chibotong Majum, the Dutch, Chibotong son of Chetzi, Tematang and Roger son of Tosuna. Takale Kavasharari song, Karzan Anzu, Losum, Ringo, the Tusu Tunduji. They got wrong with Jute, Towang and the Chutu Maris, Mason girl. Then the Karzan Anga, Najam Melon and Dua, Kasa. Woshi, Zadzu, Tembato, Siat, Namasum, Tombo Rong Sang, Tang Woshi, Tel Nibazo, Zadzu, Tembato, Sedu, Mendicho, Rong Sala, Kovishajak, Tomjig, Nedu, Tavitan, the Uazan, Tomas of that, and Richona, the cover pendant degree, then the Maju Padu, and the Charles Nobejon, Rimba Jendon, Gosom Pamed, Masho Vachini, Missi Tandu Demasiati. Because the message was teaching the remote came out. Then the Masi Pado, Tonle Mepas, Jun Tuchin, and Yonin said, Type the number of the Shiraka Chamber is song. Then the Kaza Chebado, Nadon Hajinimi, Sezola, Monja Chuo Junjin Nanjo was at Shiayuri. Jenda, Tomjil, Lusama to Solola, Nyaja Jizo Ninji, Nyaja Nyamaja Jizo, down there. Tamsi, Sawashi, Tesu, Kasa, Yitoji Kono, 타마빌레가 뉴그르데 조바지면 논조바 원이 존이 제디 있나 데리 마레 녀네가 따와 코랑게 지르브카나요 쯔오 누가도 마셔봤지 덴데지 땅지나 저 사귀나 냐 냐귀나 니귀나 너 어다 덴데 뇽교가 떼라 덴 뇽뇽자 초어주 논조바스 조바치모도 뇽지 메스 뇽자 지서 메스기도 어다 뇽자가 따와 디 지속간에 누가 마셔봤지 다 내기나 때 미세 때한 대로 용하지 벌써 소바 용어를 내 다다시와 나오지게 졸라고 점은 늘 이제 로즈 점부 땅 점부터 나온게 나온다 댕이기 년에 생이 때라 생이 되마셔나 다들 진주 점부 차가 대마이 신제라 다 쓰주라고 지고 있어 가자 자르면 지가 갈로 나온 도와 지디 코동세야지 어다 나온 년에 시어도 대 마중 넘바 넘시 여보숨 빼나 게스도 결론은 근데 여기나 롱 넘바송 때문에 전화도 못자 단 침바는 침바 있나요 미게 좀 술은니 존데 그 송자 지장도 라서 송자 유수가 매 말아 대탐지 송 그거를 맞도지 요 요 말 근데 송 토니 다 가르고 있으나 또 네 땜이다고 그것을 뭐 자주고 대 자주 문도 대 로마론으로 소주 그저를 알레그리 세대지 집은지 이제 코너 좀 무슨 잡았대 소말 떠그리 마도 남이 너밖에 말해 라마 때 탐지에서 가와 편나 답이신 답이지 뭐나 호바친 제 배반도 되게 제밖에 요 말이다 난도 수수지와 너는 남탱게 메베다 뭐봐 마나 답이 전네 롱아시메 통질류 왔다 보세요 아등아도 장도 안 된 요 뭐니 왔다 소미 소말 파지 자세 돈지 잡았대 소말을 알리 가르치는 지대 건데 트비코도 라만 세지 페바테 두젠 두비체도 트저바저도 두젠 두비체 페이지부샤다지 두제 코로 글라미 까 마르치 라미 까든 가바치 담시사 냠차사 어다 녀데 땅 데나 라만 레가 트레마 데메 라마 주고 마르 데자 펌보유 데자다 라마 쿠세르진데 샤테 까바트 까바 주서 솔로 탄네 자덴 나르 마르도 탄다 Loma Rono Susangone, Tomsik Tomaj Degina, Domba Tomsik Tomaj Degina, Lama Duja Yo, Lama Shayugur, Teju Santa Shate, Tomsik So, Techag, Tomsik Domba, Zabja Noro Tomsway, Shuei.
So the here, so we are in the we kind of ran out of time. We've been talking for quite some time already, and so it's time to bring the this talk to kind of a conclusion. But just so we'd like to say that here in Leobling, so before was that kind of a empty land and where there were not many things, but thanks to all your efforts and your merit also, then this temple could come about, and this this beautiful temple of Leobling was built in this land, so based on all your efforts but also your merit. And this is something that I very much rejoice in. However, having said this, so this temple that is with all its statues and so on have been built for the preservation of the Buddhist teachings. But the temple alone cannot preserve the teachings. The temple cannot keep the teachings, you know. It is the people inside the temple that can do that. And so that is by preserving those two aspects of the teachings, these of the transmissions, that means acquiring the knowledge in those teachings, and the aspect of realization, actualizing within our mind the meaning of those teachings. And so that is so preserved by means of Shedra and Drupda. And I heard that in Leobling, in Rigpa, you have a Shedra, and you have also Drupda, people who are actually practicing and in retreat. And I think that there are actually more people on the retreat for the Drupja than the Shedra, and this is something I very much rejoice in. I think it is very good. But then we need to also make sure that whenever we do this, we study or we practice, as here in the three retreat, we do that authentically. Whatever practice we do, whether it is the practice with, as we say, with elaborations, and the practice without elaboration. Practice with elaborations being the practice such as deity practice, practice of Stalong, and so on. So all the practices of Kyering and Dzogrim are practices with characteristics or with elaborations. And the Dzogchen practice without elaboration also. So all those, we should very much be really diligent in our practice and to really practice genuinely. And so that is that when we practice the dzogchen, having been introduced to the nature of our mind, so then we need to preserve that to maintain that recognition of the nature of the mind. And so that is based on our mind also, and that by training our mind that we'd be able to do this, and that is by really taming, transforming our mind that this will be meaningful, this being part by practicing. Whenever we practice, whenever we study, this should be with the aim of applying that to our own mind and transforming our own mind. And so unless we do that, then there won't be really meaningful kind of Dharma practice. And so that whenever we practice, so during our sessions, whether it is 4 or 6 sessions, whatever, to always practice genuinely, and whenever, from whatever practice it is, from the Ngandro up, as it is explained in the Konzala Meshelung, to really apply the instructions and for the practice to be as meaningful as possible and to practice as genuinely as possible. And that if we do that, then we'll be gathering all the causes for liberation and for this path to accomplish what it is supposed to accomplish. Otherwise, we'll be just wasting our time. And as Pātra Rinpoche said, there's no point in just keeping your body in prison while your mind is wandering off. That is, if you stay on the retreat for 3 years, just keep your body, on that land for 3 years, but then your mind is all over and travels to all sort of places and basically never really focuses on the practice, then there won't be much point in this. So whenever you practice, so make sure that you really are with the practice and are not distracted into other things. And so that is the way that we should be practicing. And you'll be finishing the retreat in a few months. And some of you may think that it'd be the time to go a little bit holiday, or to go to visit some places, or have a good time, watch some movies, or go to a different kind of thing like that. I don't think that should be the kind of motivation or aim that we should have for after the retreat. Because 3 years is a short time if we put it, compared to our lives, it's a quite short time. And it is a short time also if you put it in the perspective of, getting a realization. I don't think that we can gain realization in 3 years, If, as it says in the aspiration that we're saying, that we're reciting, it says the first, you're introduced to the nature of your mind, and then you develop that kind of ability, you train in this, and then you gain the full strength and stability in that. And so getting the full stability of the realization. And so this is something that doesn't happen just right away, you know, it takes time. And so progressively, as we work our way through the path, then we'll be able to gain that kind of realization. But that is by continuously working with our mind, and not just by doing that for 3 years and then doing something completely different after that. So this is something that I feel, you know, takes a long time. You know, it's not just immediate. And also we need to put that in perspective with the fact that we have no idea for how long we're going to live. Maybe our life is going to be long, you know, from now on, but maybe not. You know, we don't know. So also it is important to keep that in mind and to make sure that whatever opportunity we have right now in this life to practice, that we do that. Particularly the very special opportunity that we have to have received teachings in this lineage, in this particular lineage of the Dzogchen teachings, and from this which is just this lineage of great master who one after the other attain the rainbow body of transference. So there is great blessing that is vehicled through this lineage, and so all these pith instructions, these instructions that are given, and so we should very much make good use of this opportunity and practice. And none of them reached the rainbow body without, you know, any effort, just like that, heard the teachings and then, you know, practiced a little bit, a couple of years, and then reached the rainbow body. It didn't happen like that, you know. It required a bit more effort, even for those great beings. So that means that, you know, for us, then we should very much make every effort in order to continue this and not just, you know, stop after 3 years, but continue. And to really have that kind of understanding, so that it is we don't have just once we receive those teachings, and so it is then up to us to put them into practice. And so, you know, now that there's very nice temple in there, but then it's up to us, the people there in the temple, to really actualize whatever teachings we had received. And so within the Nyingma tradition, the special approach is that we bring together the practice and the study, those two aspects. So as you study, you also practice. And so the tradition, for example, at the Dzogchen Monastery, that was the study would take about 15 years. But the way they used to do it is that they study for some time, for a few months, then they go on retreat. Then they study, then they go on retreat. They study and go on retreat for about 15 years. And that's how they managed to, you know, produce those incredibly great, you know, masters. And so this is very much the approach in the inner tradition of bringing those two together, you know, and not that you would study for years and then only then start with the practice, but just really bringing together those two aspects of the study and practice. And so that is this approach. And when we are practicing, so that is when we are practicing those teachings also, then there is always in the Dzogchen the special feature also is that we bring together meditation and post-meditation. It's not that there is, like in other schools, like the Sama schools, there be, like you make this strong distinction while you're in meditation, and then there's the time, the post-meditation, when you go about your activities. Well, in the Dzogchen, then you do that in the, that is, by bringing the two together. You mix It's not that you mix them, but then you maintain during the post meditation the whatever kind of realization you came to or whatever you've actualized in the during the meditation time. And so whatever you do, whenever you, if you eat, you walk, you sleep, you always bring in the view, keep in mind the view, whatever kind of realization you came. That is, if you practice Dzogchen genuinely, this is the approach. And so there is no distinction between meditation and post meditation. So that is the approach. And in this way, that would really help also develop the kind of the capacity of the practice. And in this way also, make sure that this great temple is not just a big, beautiful building, but it is also very much contains those authentic practitioners. Then this would be something that would be really amazing if you really have this incredible temple, and within that temple, those great practitioners. And so this is, as the Dalai Lama said, you know, that there would be something really, really wonderful, and not just to have a building. And so in order to do that, so we need to keep our kind of our commitments. And samayas and vows, whatever vows that we have, then we keep that. There is nothing else to do, just to abide by the instructions, by the kind of by the commitments that we made, or the kind of pledge that we made, and to apply to abide by those. So this is the most important point. If we want to preserve those teachings and to make sure also that the masters, the life of the masters is long, and this, they remain for long and continue to teach and help beings. So that is by doing this, by keeping our commitments, applying whatever commitments that we have. And so, because the lamas, you need to understand that the best, you know, long life practice is to keep the samayas, is to keep the commitment. Because the lama, so has come those genuine masters, those incarnations, those nyamanakayas or chukus, you know, come in order to help sentient beings. And they can do that here, they can do that in pure fields, they can do that everywhere. Now why are they here? They're here based on the merit of the student, because of the student. I think that the long life of the master, presence of the master, is at least in 75% in the hand of the student. You know, more than the master himself. It's not so much that the master decides to be there or not, but it's very much based on the students, how the students are. If the students don't really listen to the master, meaning that they don't really follow their commitments, the samayas, and don't really follow the instructions of the master, but instead kind of, you know, create all sort of trouble, the lama cannot accomplish whatever enlightened activity he came to accomplish. And since he can't accomplish that, then there's no point for this emanation, for this tuku to remain. And so, and that's why in that in this way we understand how our keeping the samaya can lengthen the life of the master. Or if we do not keep, that will shorten their lives, because there's no point for them to stay, so they just go somewhere else. And so therefore, more than I've seen that you're doing a lot of you're chanting a lot of long life prayers for the life of the masters, but then know that the main, you know, long life prayer, the main long life practice, if you really want the master to remain for long, that is to keep the samayas, to really respect like the instructions that he's given, and to make sure to apply them. So that is the main point.
Lama don so many parlo, Thompson Gavashima, Chibuju, Mare, Tender Lama Jigo, Loma Thompson Chibin, Chiru Chade, Sadam Thompson Yon, the Lama Jig, Loma Thompson Chang Rang Punjan Nauji Cheni, Zasi Goni, Thompson Manama Shigur, Madu, Loma Pension Nolo, Trubacho, Yoda Shell, Thompson Yon Chana, Lamiko Sella Pachicho, Tanguin Senior, Tender Tonji. And Tommy Zabda Noro no Shuai, Loja Novi Shuguchi Dine, Tangan Nonji Chigi, that target Robson Shusum by Chuchi Gub Jun Sand Dravden, Kovin Senior Dravden. There's a Hakovin Duna, there Cassette Tutuji, junto chini rong jute yaji tani nazi julu yote chadon monso sono ter te nyon tan che tan te ba dong yin jo chon ju san la so ba de yaji tan no shu ai te som ji.
And so as I just said, it is important to make sure that we keep the Samaya with the Lama as pure as possible for the long life of the Master. But not only that, not only the Samaya with the Master, it is important also to keep pure Samayas with the other student of the same Master. We really need to consider them as part of the same family, to have that kind of love and care for them as if we were part of the same family. Because if the student of the same master are fighting among themselves, have disagreement and so on and fights, then that would also create life, would create obstacle to the long life of the master. So therefore that's why I'm saying, you know, be careful, you know, pay attention to this and make sure to maintain that. And likewise also, now that, you know, I've explained a little bit and you must have some notions of, you know, the past and future lives and the way the samsara works and how to liberate oneself from that. So having explained that and so you can go over that further and deepen that kind of understanding, well then based on that understanding, so I'm just requesting that you do whatever you can in order to improve yourself, you know, to work with ourselves. I mean, to the extent of your capacity also, you know, but however much you can, you know, however much is possible for you, if you could really try to work with yourselves and improve your mind, then that's something I would be, that's my kind of hope and, you know, request to you, and that's it. And so now I'm going to give the Lung. I've been asked to give the Lung, the oral transmission for this text that I've explained yesterday. That is the 30 pieces of advice from the heart by Longchenpa. And so this is about the practice. And since most of you have a great experience of being on retreat and of practice, so it shouldn't be too difficult for you to understand. And you could also go back to the teachings I gave. They just went through the text over the last couple of days. And so this is about a practice, and so that would be very good if you could really, you know, take those to heart, you know, and to really practice those. So now I'm going to give the reading transmission.
Duji jendo kozo nyugo menzebe chanji chon chanze lama lami shaulandu Malo topchu dudu tombi jizang yang rongi meso hatenbe tsendu chuzotu Chonson shoso rongla imu tenra jen yang tang Teshir ronglo ngenjong kuroche nyendo sunju shi Chivo naso tochi komo duni tong dunji hendzong bi gangji zimba yang Tsubi yito dasen chenbi jo jibu duba kuyo nyendo je Chong Nyebe
So now please dedicate all the merit in making aspiration prayers for the benefit of all sentient beings, so that all sentient beings may reach the state of complete enlightenment. Ken Rinpoche, after having taught the three retreatants for 2 days up in the Guru Lakang, you have now found the time to address the whole assembly here in the Dzuk Lakang, for which you would like to thank you again. The teaching you gave on Longchen Rabjam's 30 verses of advice from the heart comprise all instructions we need not to fall prey to the 8 worldly concerns and to realize what we really need to work on. Of course, we are all familiar with teachings by the omniscient Longchen Rabjam, since Sogyal Rinpoche so frequently quotes him. But not everybody here had the opportunity to receive a complete teaching on a work by Longchenpa, who plays such an outstanding role in our lineage. Through your rich teaching this morning, you now made a Dharma connection with all of us, which is so auspicious. And since we do still cling to ourself, I think in our minds and hearts, you have now become our Kenpo. And it would be wonderful if you came back to Lerabling very soon and spent a longer period of time to teach on another treatise of the great Longchen Rabjam, since that would fulfill very much the wishes of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, who encouraged us to study his works. Rinpoche, we hope that your life be long and secure, and that you please come back very soon. Thank you, Rinpoche.
Toma Pagalavna de Tendrik Topjin Zongu is Zong and Ronzo Sosunganita, Rong Sono Tonsen Jujito, Kabo Chadir, and I on could you see Sosuna, Soma de Tendri Chuni Indu, Charoto, Malando, Domaya Terusi, and Mano Javi.
So we all managed to gather here as a result of interdependence, and so I think that this kind of thing is quite difficult to accomplish just by oneself, you know, if you just try to make it and if you don't have like the right, you know, kind of circumstances for it. So the most important thing being the tendril, so the interdependence, you know, how things are at that level. So that's why if we want us to meet again, so please, you know, make aspiration prayer in that direction. And I will myself also make some. So I think that with that, that should work.
Tene ngadu chiwa shima yue insa chisi rong nilu to banga de majwe ti ti si do de da be tiba tonjin ta du ta wa tonji yonza te konji jeru mo lonje ranjo songa ta tu be adi yogi ta gon shone la te malo jam de ma te yi te ngadu mi lu de to be ta sono ka che shu jing thon de yue tene chono nambe malo jaru chis.
And so, as we said, so there is, have had a number of lives in the past and will have, you know, lives in future, this past and future lives. And until we reach the state of enlightenment, then I think that we need to really, you know, make efforts on the path. And for that, I believe that the main thing is to really take to heart what the omniscient Longchenpa explained in his text, that is this view of the Dzogchen, the nature of mind, Dzogchen being like the summit of all jhanas, the innermost essence of all the really heart of all the teachings, and this is contained in the Dzogchen teachings, which have been explained so clearly by the omniscient Longchenpa. And so this view that he presented, explained, you know, in this way, I think this is that we need to take to heart. This is the most important thing.
对。